head coach from the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney, joins us via the telephone. Dabo, I hope you're doing well. Welcome back to Tuscaloosa, my friend.
Well, thank you. How about you, Hugh Daddy?
What's up, Dabo?
Man, he said Martin Houston was going to be on this call. I said, well, I only know one Martin Houston. Man, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and been following you, man. Proud of you and what you're doing, and not just what you're doing, the way you're doing it.
I appreciate it. Now, you still pastoring a church?
I'm not pastoring a church right now, but I have my own ministry called Empowerment Center for Leadership and Mentoring. So just recently launched that. And, of course, still travel and speak. And, you know, I got to share the gospel everywhere, every chance
man,
I get.
I love it. Well, it's good to talk to you. Good to be with you guys tonight. Hope everything's well down there.
Absolutely. Coach, let's talk about, I know Martin just sort of mentioned it there, but you're also one of those guys, and we don't mind on our show, even though we're not on a Christian station, but you have a chance to integrate your faith there with the coaching business. Tell us how that's, what's that like, and some of the challenges of integrating your faith in big-time college football.
You know, I don't really have any challenges. I mean, I just think that you just got to be who you are, and, you know, I don't try to force my religion on anybody or anything like that. But I do have a strong spiritual foundation, and I try to live my life, you know, in a way that you know pleases and glorifies God. That doesn't make me better than anybody else. It's just trying to hopefully one day when I meet my Maker, you know, he's going to be pleased with me. And you know, I try to be a good example to these players. I see coaching as a ministry for me.
Absolutely.
And my job is to coach football and to win football games, and I understand that. But at the same time, you know, there's a much bigger scoreboard that I know one day I'll be held accountable to. And, you know, the good Lord has entrusted me with a great opportunity to do what I do. And, you know, I know one of these days, you know, when I meet him, that you know, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna say, what did you do with that opportunity? And hopefully, you know, I will have sown a lot of good seeds in these young men, you know, throughout the however many years I get to coach, and hopefully, we've got a strong spiritual component to our program. We have a strong, a very very active chaplain program here, and it's been really great to see a lot of guys, you know, not just grow athletically and academically and socially, but also grow spiritually throughout their experience here at Clemson. And, you know, I think that it's, you know, again, my job to win football games, but I also think it's my job to give these young people, you know, resources to grow in every area that they choose. I think that there's just nothing worse than if you have a young man that comes to you and he's got a strong spiritual foundation, and then he comes to college and that's not nurtured. Or if you got a young man who doesn't have any faith, and you don't give him opportunities to explore and learn new things, I just don't think that's good. So hopefully, you know, all the young men who come and are part of our program, when they leave here, they've been challenged in every area of their life.
Well, Dabo, I know you've done a great job with that. I even saw the article where you actually had a baptism after one of your services in like one of the troughs there. But I want to get back to football, and you say it's your job to win games. Coming up on this year, what do you see in store for the Clemson Tigers this year?
Well, I think we're going to have another really good year. You know, we're one of 11 teams in the country that's had back-to-back 10-plus win seasons. You know, there's one of them in Tuscaloosa there as well, and we're one of only six teams in the country that's been ranked 29 weeks in a row or longer. And so, you know, we're really and that's Alabama and LSU and Oregon and Stanford and Clemson and South Carolina. So I'm really proud of what we've been able to accomplish from a consistency standpoint, and that's really what I expect. I expect us to continue to be consistent performers and consistent winners. You know, when it's all said and done, look up and have another great year. I think that we got a lot of guys back who won a bunch of games the last couple of years. We only had 11 seniors, and we only have 10 seniors on this year's team. So we're a big sophomore junior football team, but a lot of those guys have gotten a ton of experience the last 2 years, and we've got a quarterback coming back that's a third-year starter, and you know, it's not often that you have a third-year starter back at quarterback. So, you know, hopefully that's going to, you know, pay big dividends for us. But we got a challenging schedule. We're getting ready to play our third top 10 team in a row and our third SEC team in a row. You know, we're kind of like the SEC North up here. So, you know, we played South Carolina, LSU, and we're going to open up with Georgia on August 31st here at Clemson. So, challenging schedule, but one that we're excited about. In fact, we got our spring game this Saturday, and I think that you can expect the Clemson Tigers to you know, have another exciting year.
Coach, as we look at your process that you've been able to build Clemson up to respectable, I mean, top 10 this year, you're expected to be way too early polls right now, top 10 going into 2013. Coach, as we look at that, you look at the recruiting process, you've been able to tear up the recruiting trails and go out and get some big-time kids to come to Clemson.
Well, you said it. It's been a process, that's for sure. It's been you know, 4 years of really, you know, trying to build a solid foundation so that when we win, we can sustain the success. And, you know, these guys have done a great job here in buying in and you know, we handling the adversity, handling the success, because that's just as important. And, you know, it's paid off for us on the recruiting trail. We've done a good job here as far as building facilities. And you know, Clemson had kind of gotten behind for a while there, but it's been fun. You know, this is a place that, you know, it's really special. I mean, it really is. This is a special environment to go to school. It's a great place to live. You know, it's for me, having only been at one other place, I spent 13 years there in Tuscaloosa. You know, so that's all I knew until I came to Clemson. You know, and there's a lot of similarities here as far as the demographics in this state. You know, two schools that don't like each other. This is a school that's won a national championship and won a bunch, you know, won more conference titles than anybody in the league. There's a lot of pride, a lot of tradition here, and you know, it's been fun to kind of, you know, get back to a little bit some of those, I guess, glory years, if you will. But it starts with recruiting, and you know, that's been the biggest thing. Everything is about recruiting and being able to have great players. And you know, we've had three straight, you know, top 15 recruiting classes. And I'm really proud of our staff and our team because, you know, our players do a great job in the recruiting process. They really do. You know, they're our greatest asset because they're the ambassador for our program. And, you know, so hopefully we can continue to recruit at a high level and just keep getting better. And if we can be a consistent top 10, top 15 team here at Clemson, then you know what? Hey, we're going to have that special year where that ball bounces our way, and we're going to look up. We're going to be right in the middle of it.
Dabo, you mentioned, you know, here in Tuscaloosa, in the state of Alabama, we have the two teams that you know about, that rivalry. How has the fact that you, Clemson, and South Carolina both being really good at the same time, how has that benefited the program? And, of course, we've seen in the media a little bit, how has that rivalry increased under you?
Oh, it's quite a rivalry, and you know, we hadn't done a good job against them the last few years, but you know, they've been really good. And in fact, this is the first time ever we're in uncharted territory. That's the biggest difference between this rivalry and Alabama Auburn. You know, Alabama Auburn, and people have asked me that a lot of times. Alabama Auburn has been a national rivalry for a couple of reasons. One is they're in the same division, and that game has, you know, historically meant a lot more nationally, whether it be the SEC or the national championship or some bowl game or whatever, you know, polls. Whereas this rivalry has really been a dominated rivalry by Clemson, and you know, last few years it's been the other way, but it historically it's heavy in Clemson's favor. And you know, South Carolina you know, has not, you know, really ever had any sustained success in the history of their program. And you got to give Coach Spurrier a lot of credit because he's really done a good job of getting them going. I mean, he's, you know, he's obviously one of the, you know, best coaches that we've seen, you know, in the last, you know, 40 years. So, he's taken their program to a level that they've never been. I mean, they've never, you know, played in won an SEC championship. They've won the division in the last few years. They've had back-to-back 10-plus win seasons. They've been in the top 10 the final 2 years. And I tell you what, with their success and our success, it's really created a big stir in this state. And, you know, to be honest with you, hopefully we can continue to both have success and make this game a more national game as opposed to just a big state rivalry. I think that'd be fun to be a part of.
We're talking with Dabo Swinney, the head coach from the Clemson Tigers. Dabo, as we look back at Coach Moore, we lost a pillar of the Alabama family just a week and a half. Your thoughts on Coach Moore passing away?
Well, I was down there for the funeral. I had a chance to come down, and I hadn't been really around in Tuscaloosa for a while. I was blown away with the growth of Tuscaloosa, first of all, but got to see a lot of people, you know. And I tell you, Coach Moore, he's just a special man. I mean, the guy never met a stranger. He to me is kind of an institution of his own as far as what he brought to Alabama. And, I was on a show last week, I think Jay Barker, and I was telling him that, Coach Moore was a unifier. You know, he was one of those guys that just brought people together, and he could sell Alabama because it was truly in his blood, and he was passionate about it. You know, I spent 10 years with Coach Moore, and I saw him in different roles, and I'm just so thankful for the relationship that I had. He was my coach. He became a friend, a colleague, a mentor. And he was a great example to me as a husband and a father. You know, he loved his family. And I watched up close for 10 years how devoted and how loyal and how he sacrificed for Charlotte. Many times when I was a GA, I'd go over to his house and help him with some things with Charlotte. And that just is amazing. And he finished the race. I tell people he was the only Mal I ever knew. He's one of the classiest people that I've ever known, a true gentleman in every regard. I always took the high road, very positive. Even when he was mad, he'd find a way to bring some humor. And I think that was one of his, gifts in life. And you know, it's just hard to believe he's gone. 73, it seems so young. But I know that he gave his life to the University of Alabama. He ran his race to win. He ran his race with endurance. And I know he's up in heaven with Coach Bryant and Charlotte and so many other people. That's a big void for the University of Alabama and for a lot of people because, again, he was one of those guys that just kind of, brought everything together. He went out of his way to help me. He was a guy that when I got this job, he was one of the first people to call me. And it just was priceless to be able to pick up the phone and call a guy like Mal Moore and talk to him. And, because he's been in so many situations. And even this year, as soon as we won the LSU game and the bowl game, he was one of the first people to call. And he said, I'm so doggone happy for you. I can still hear him right now. And, so he's just a great man. And, I have great memories of him coming and sitting in my office and telling me stories. And he used to, talk about Dozier all the time and just a super, super human. And I know Martin's got a lot of memories. And we used to mess with him all the time. We'd walk around the practice field going, push, push, everybody humping. Because, he was always saying that out on the practice field. But just one of those really special people that I've had the privilege of being able to have a relationship in my life.
Coach, we've got two more questions. I promised just that I'd keep it under 15 minutes, but if you've got time for two more questions.
No problem.
I didn't want you to be late for a coach's meeting and let a coach try to fine you or anything.
No, we're good.
Okay. Coach, as we look at, and your name is brought up so often, and Martin and I have debated whether I would throw this question to you, and I know that you have a job at Clemson. You're very pleased to be that coach, but it has to be a humbling experience to know that when Nick Saban does retire, that you're going to be on the top of many, many lists.
I already got my campaign sign ready.
Martin started this at 5 o'clock, so no offense to Clemson, but we're only loaning Dabo to
That's
Clemson
right.
for a few years.
Well, I tell you, that, you know, it's people ask me all the time, and I, you know, the good Lord has the plan for me, and who knows what will ever happen if that's something that ever comes about. You know, you cross those bridges when you come to it. But I'm so blessed to be here. I tell all my Alabama friends, I've got the Clemson Tide, and y'all at the Crimson Tide, and I'm the Clemson Tide. So it's there's so many Alabama Clemson ties as far as the, you know, there's only been 4 11-win teams in the history of this program, and one of them was coached by Coach Frank Howard, who's an Alabama grad. The other one was coached by Charlie Pell, who's from Alabama. The other one was Coach Danny Ford, who's from Alabama. And then obviously this year, you know, we're all Alabama grads, and there's been a lot of assistant coaches. You know, Hootie Ingram was a head coach here. Hootie Ingram was the one who patented the Tiger Paw at Clemson.
Oh, wow.
He was the one who originated that, and that's become our trademark and our brand. And then so many assistant coaches back and forth, Curly Hallman, Woody McCorvey, Danny Pierman, Ellis Johnson, Charlie Harbison, Brother Oliver. I mean, just you could go on and on and on of the guys who've been at both places. So, you know, it's, again, a great place. And, you know, who knows what the good Lord has in store for the future. But I can tell you this, I'm very happy here. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to, you know, put some pride back in this program and put us, you know, help put us back in that national realm where we want to be. And, you know, it's a passionate fan base. And, again, you know, I this is a place that I'm very happy at. And, you know, again, who knows what will happen in the future.
Dabo, stay happy, okay?
Absolutely.
But just know if you ever hear of a campaign starting, I may be the one that started it. But, no, and the reason I say that, Dabo, is – you do it the right way, and you understand that your job is to win games, but you win games and in life if you help those young men. So congratulations on the way you're doing it. Ryan has one more question for you.
Coach, as we look at the previous conversation, I know Bob Stoops made a comment earlier this week. You had a chance to walk on at the University of Alabama. You took work ethic, and you earned a scholarship. It seems like that's the trademark of your profession right now, because you outwork a lot of people, and that's how you're able to stay right there in the top 10. Where do you stand as far as paying college athletes, compensating them for, I mean, even if it's not money, just a full scholarship, where do you stand on the current discussion in paying college athletes?
Well, I think that there needs to be an adjustment as far as, you know, really, I don't think anything has changed since I was playing. I really don't, you know, but I'll tell you this, I'm not for professionalizing college athletics. You know, we have that already. That's called the NFL. And, you know, I just, there's something about college, and somewhere along the line, you know, people, they just devalue the cost of an education. I don't really get that, because, you know, I'm the first college graduate in my family. You know, baby of 3 boys. Hey, nobody in my family had been to college. No. Parents, brothers, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents. And listen, football, have you ever seen a screwdriver use a human? No. You know, football for me was a tool, and I used that tool to create opportunities for myself in life. And, you know, I didn't come from a whole lot. You know, I came from a background where, you know, it wasn't always easy. You know, I went to school on student loans and Pell Grants, and, you know, eventually earned a scholarship, and that was an incredible blessing for me. But you know what? It's $50,000 a year to go to Clemson. I mean, there somewhere along the line, nobody wants to throw out what the value of an education is in this country. And for these young people, they're not all going to the NFL. Very few of them are going to the NFL. And so, you know, but that never really gets mentioned. So I'm very big on not only the education, but they're getting highly trained. They're getting great experiences. There are tons of resources, relationships, opportunities, and millions of dollars of advertising for their name. As I tell these players all the time, hey, you've got a chance to build your brand from the day you get here till you leave. You get all this. You can't put a price on that. Now, what you do with it is your choice. You know, people complain about their lifestyles, but they don't want to. They don't want to own up to their life decisions. And life is about, you know, the decisions that we make. And there's consequences, unfortunately, good and bad, for the decisions that we all make. And, you know, I just think that's all part of the college process. And, you know, the only thing I would say is I think that we need to look at some type of stipend, you know, or some type of full cost of tuition, whatever, you know, because it has become a 365-day deal. You know, it's not like these guys can go work for summer one. You know, it's just all-consuming. And so, you know, to see and they get Pell Grants. The ones who financially come from tough situations, you know, they're getting Pell Grants per semester. But I would love to see them get a little bit more of a stipend, but something that's within reason that doesn't professionalize the game. You know, I think there's already enough entitlement out there, and you know, I try to do everything I can to stamp out entitlement and teach young people that, listen, there's nothing free. You got to go and work for it. You got to earn it. And life's about your decisions. There's consequences for your actions, and it doesn't matter where you come from or what color you are or who your mom and daddy is or who they're not or what home you grew up in. We all have an opportunity to be successful, and nobody's in control of our future except us. And so it's that personal accountability that I think sometimes gets lost in all that.
Coach, 142 days until the Georgia Bulldogs, the Clemson Tigers, and Dabo Swinney taking on Mark Richt and the Georgia Bulldogs. Coach, we appreciate your time spending with Martin Houston and I talking about college football. Hopefully we can do it again very, very soon.
Yeah, good to be with you.